Blog Talk Radio.
After all the tyranny and all the things that have been done to my organizations, to my family, and to me, many people would quit, and Mr. Chairman, many Americans have quit. I've heard over and over that people are afraid to tell their stories. But know this. My experience at the hands of this government in the last 5 years have made me more determined ever than before to stand before you and to all of America and say that I will not retreat, I will not surrender, I will not be intimidated, and I will not ask for permission to exercise my constitutional rights.
But when
don't you feel there are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says,
so you're saying
if you were involved,
no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
no. But I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No,
none.
No, there were some boneheaded decisions.
Out of a
local
mass
office.
Corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
So how can the president say there's not a smidgen of criminality when Lois Lerner invoked the Fifth Amendment? 41 witnesses haven't been interviewed, including the two that are here right now. I wish one of the colleagues on the other side of the aisle would ask the president how in the world he concluded no criminality when Lois Lerner sat in front of them and invoked her privilege against criminality. He has gone on national television. He has prejudged the investigation and, in my judgment, has compromised the Department of Justice. Either he's wrong or Eric Holder is wrong. In either case, it is time for special counsel, Mr. Chairman.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Shipmates, and welcome to the program again. I am your absolute sickest captain. I still am the absolute sickest human being on planet Earth. No human being, past, present, or future, has ever been or will ever be as sick as I. However, I am here. And so, obviously, are you, if you're listening. This program is dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost, and that means no matter how sick, no matter how tired, no matter how this, no matter how that, whatever your little excuses are, to stay on the couch and shove another bag of Cheetos down your fat gullet. You can either do that or you can stand up and you can fight. Well, just like the Miss Engelbrecht that you heard up there, she refuses to give up, refuses to apologize for exercising her constitutional rights. The guy makes a film and now he's got to be thrown in jail. Government used that man as an excuse to either cover up whatever they were trying to do and whatever they didn't do, which we know what they didn't do. They didn't send help. They didn't send the FBI until 2 weeks after goddamn CNN was in there far before the FBI, getting the ambassador's notebooks. And that's ridiculous. We know what they didn't do. What we don't know is what they did do. I mean, was the president upstairs having dinner with Michelle, reading a story to the girls? I mean, what was he doing? Huh? Was he down in the bowling alley down there, practicing up on his bowling? Remember he tried that once? What a mistake. Tries throwing out the first pitch. He's got Michelle's old high school jeans on. Tries to throw the ball and looks, I mean, look, I'm uncoordinated as, you know, that you could possibly be. I've got an uncoordinated, broken left-handed tongue. I've got a broken back, broken knees. I can throw the ball, even at my age, much better than him. This is our president. That's embarrassing. Look, if you can't throw the damn ball, don't do it. You know, don't get out there in front of the world on the pitcher's mound and try to throw when you can't. Stay out in the stands and just throw it out. Reagan did. Of course, he was, you know. A lot of presidents just stayed in the stands and threw it out. Whatever. I'd be like Bush, though, man. I'd be out there. You damn Skippy. Oh, I'd be in the windup, too, man. I'll be checking over it first. Oh, yeah. I'll be in the stretch, man. Be in the stretch. Looking over first. Looking over third. Shaking off the catcher. And then I'm going to throw a bullseye, man. Strike right down the goddamn middle. I'd milk it. This president, he doesn't understand it. None of these people in this administration understand America, I don't think. Where they got this idea from, I don't know. College, I think, is a big, is pretty big there. I think that's a pretty big culprit. And that's sad because you're taking these kids. Now, I'm sorry, but me, I was never influenced by somebody's, just because somebody said something, whether I liked them or not. You tell me the sky is blue, well, I'm going to go outside and check. If that sky is any other color than blue, well, I'm going to come back to you and demand an explanation. But nobody wants to do that. It's lazy. Just go into the classroom there, listen to your professor, take his stupid little notes, and believe everything that he says. Or she. What the hell's her name? That chick over there at MSNBC that's been putting her foot in her mouth. I mean, I got a broken left-handed tongue, but, you know. So I can't really talk about her lisp, even though it is annoying. But she's a college professor. What is it? She's got one of those 14 names. All these people have to have, you know, three names. You're not a real woman unless you, you know, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Shut up. With those hyphenated names. Everybody's got to have a hyphenated. I'm sick of hyphenates. I'm sick of them. Everybody thinks that if you got a certain title or a certain this, then you're a certain that. Well, that's not what makes you what you are. Your stupid title doesn't make you what you are. That stupid little piece of paper with your fat freaking name on it doesn't make you what you are. That badge doesn't make you what you are. That gun doesn't make you what you are. Unless you let it. And if you let it, well, look what we got here. The whole point of this discussion today is just yet another example of tyranny, of government takeover anywhere they want. This is the kind of stuff that, communist countries do. Those in power use all the government agencies, and there's far too goddamn many of them, to target their political foes. Okay, that's third world country crap. We don't do that here in America. So yeah, we do have to start talking about impeachment. We got to set an example. And that's what it means when we say we want to take our country back. I can't stand these people. They make fun of, well, what does that mean? You want to take your country back? Well, maybe if you had a goddamn brain and you shut up long enough to pay attention, maybe focus, think, use your goddamn brain, instead of having everything spoon-fed to you, open up, here's a little choo-choo. Open up your goddamn brain. Let the entire train in. But what it means to take your country back, meaning go back to, well, our founding principles, which is, I know, it's that dirty C word, that filthy word you can't say on network television, the Constitution. And no, I flat refuse to put a goddamn penny in the cuss jar. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. That's what we mean. I don't understand why we can't... Look, countries grow. Technology comes. There's different ways of life, yes. But that doesn't have anything to do with now we have to change the Constitution. This is a complete takeover that has started, well, probably... since the Constitution was actually drafted. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. There's always been a little bit of that. People aren't new. None of this stuff is new. So you got a different name. Still the same stuff. All tyrants have started out to be, oh, the savior. And then when the popularity starts going down, they start using, well, government agencies. Well, they start using that at the very beginning to keep those political foes down. And they use a lot of propaganda. I don't know why people don't see this. I don't believe for one second that I'm exaggerating. I don't believe for one second that this stuff is not real. Because the evidence is overwhelming. We have it. And I've got a lot of lots and lots of sound cues to get through today. And if I never shut the hell up, all right, we got to do this. Let's lift our jib and get this goddamn ship underway before... There we are. All right, good. Now we're officially underway. Bosun makeshift colors. Let's head out to sea here. All right, let's start. I'm going to do my best to not digress as much as possible, but... with everything that's going on in this world, you can't help it. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, you've got a lifetime of conversation. Excuse me for drinking grog, but my throat is killing me. I don't have a throat. I shouldn't even be talking. I couldn't even talk after the show last night, or yesterday. I hate this crap. But anyway, I'm here, you're here, let's get going. Now... I'm sure you probably watched a little bit of news last night, and this asshole, Jerry Connolly. And no, I'm not going to apologize. Look, freedom of speech, all right? You're going to act like one, I got to call you one. This guy, I just, honest to God, I can't believe the audacity of these Democrats. I'm sorry, but I cannot accept this. This is wrong. This is not right. I mean, they're over here. This guy is over here browbeating this woman. This, what the hell's her name? Something, Catherine, that's it. Catherine Engelbrecht. Her and her husband had a business for 20 years. Never had anybody come in, OSHA. Never had the FBI. The AT frickin' F. Who else is? Oh, the IRS several times. Even had Representative Elijah Cummings. You know who he is. You've heard me talk about him. He's another creep. He is a creep. I do not like that man. That man needs to be removed from office. If you vote this man into office again, you need to have your goddamn head examined. You need to find out just exactly what the hell went wrong with your brain. Seriously. If you vote for this son of a bitch again, you need to go immediately into a hospital. Check yourself in for psychiatric treatment. There's no excuse. But getting back to this, also this Jerry Connolly, which all these representatives are up for re-election every 2 years, this creep has to go too. We're going to get into what he said and how he browbeat this woman over the dumbest, absolutely just ridiculous, I mean, just absurd. He took one thing that she said and he stretched it, to, I mean, just beyond of what it was. And the lady's sitting there looking at him like, what the freak are you talking about? And this is what Democrats do. They're not interested in the facts. They're not interested in finding out what the real story is behind everything. They're only concerned with what's on top. And if they can use that against you, they will. So they're arguing a non-argument. They don't have an argument. So they argue a non-argument. And in their mind, they think you win. You don't. Mr. Connolly, you made a complete ass of yourself. Somebody should have told you this. But unfortunately, those in your party probably thought you were a hero. But you made a fool out of yourself. Maybe if you had listened to what she said, maybe you wouldn't have gone off the goddamn deep end. Because what you were talking about, Mr. Connolly, was bogus. It wasn't what she was talking about. See, she had talked about OSHA coming there when she wasn't there. So he took it as, well, she's complaining that OSHA came and didn't tell them. That's not what she said at all. She really wasn't even complaining about OSHA was there. She's just saying that they came there when they weren't there. They wrote a report. They said nothing significant, but yet they charged them $20,000. So this moron, Jerry Connolly, yeah, I got to call you a moron. I mean, you can act like one. I got to call you one. Because you are a moron and you weren't. You just have no idea what the hell this woman was talking about, probably because you weren't listening. Or this is done deliberately just to argue, which I believe that's what it is. You're arguing just for the simple sake of arguing. And why Elijah Cummings would go knocking on her door? What would a congressman need to go and talk to her? Why would he have to do that? What business? Isn't there some kind of ethics there or some kind of something, I don't know. I'm just using ethics as an example. There's no ethics in Congress, but there has to be some kind of why a congressman would go knocking on her door. God only knows what he said to her. But there's no excuse for that. Why would he be there? But this Jerry Connolly, I mean, just it completely didn't understand what the hell this woman was saying. And she was like, what the hell are you, you know, looking at him? But she didn't back down. So let me get into one of these right now. Maybe I can shut up long enough. Well, good for her. She says, no, I am not going to back down whatsoever. Refuses. All right. You got that cut ready? Okay. It's a short one. Go ahead.
Exercise my constitutional rights. But once I helped found through the vote in King Street Patriots, I found myself a target of this federal government. Shortly after filing IRS forms to establish 501c3 and C4 tax-exempt organizations, an assortment of federal entities, including law enforcement agencies and Congressman Cummings, came knocking at my door.
Oops, didn't have my mic on. Okay. I wanted to start with the other one, but we went with that. That's fine. We can improvise. Now let's go to Jerry Connolly. So here you had, this woman had all these people come knocking to her door. And then you have Mr. Connolly, who just browbeats this woman over the dumbest thing that had nothing to do with what she was saying. If he was listening, let me see if we can find that. Let's play that. Let's try this one here. Let's try this one here. Go ahead.
In nearly two decades of running our small business, my husband and I never dealt with any government agency outside of filing our annual tax returns. We'd never been audited. We'd never been investigated. But all that changed upon submitting applications for the nonprofit statuses of Through the Vote and King Street. Since that filing in 2010, my private businesses, my nonprofit organizations, my family, and I have been subjected to more than 15 instances of audit or inquiry by federal agencies. In 2011, my personal and business tax returns were audited by the Internal Revenue Service, each audit going back for a number of years. In 2012, my business was subjected to inspection by OSHA on a select occasion when neither my husband or I were present, and though the agency wrote that it found nothing serious or significant, it still issued fines in excess of $20,000. In 2012 and again in 2013, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms conducted comprehensive audits at my place of business, and beginning in 2010, the FBI contacted my nonprofit organization on six separate occasions wanting to call through membership manifests in conjunction with domestic terrorism cases. They eventually dropped all matters and have now redacted nearly all my files.
So there you have it. You know what? We're going to finish her, and then we're going to go to this Connolly. You're not going to believe this guy. But here, this woman never had anybody, her and her husband. Now, did you hear what she said about OSHA? That neither her or her husband was present. She wasn't complaining. She wasn't saying that they weren't given notice, just so on the record. All she said was me and my husband weren't there. They came in, and they wrote a report and said nothing is significant, but yet charged them $20,000. Yeah, would they have liked to have been there so they can find out what the things are? Yeah. She said we weren't arguing of OSHA, but this guy, this is what he took. He took what she said. So when we get to him, and we're going to get to him, but we're going to go down the list here. So let's go ahead and go with Miss. This is the fourth cut. Go ahead and go.
All of these incursions into my affairs began after filing applications for tax exemption. There is no other remarkable event. There's no other reason to explain how, for decades, I went unnoticed, but now find myself on the receiving end of interagency coordination into and against all facets of my life, both personal and private. Bear in mind, distinguished ladies and gentlemen of this subcommittee, these events were occurring while the IRS was subjecting me to multiple rounds of abusive inquiries with requests to provide every Facebook and Twitter I'd ever posted, questions about my political aspirations, and demands to know the names of groups that I'd spoken with, the content of what I'd said, and everywhere I intended to speak in the coming year. The answers to these sorts of questions are not of interest to the typical IRS analyst, but they are certainly of interest to a political machine that would put its own survival against the civil liberties of a private citizen.
Exactly. No, there's nothing to see here. No, the government's not overreaching. No, those are Tea Party. They're haters, so you can do that. This is the mindset of some people. They think, well, they're haters. So what the hell difference does it make? They're just, this is the IRS just following the rules. Yeah, when it happens to them, then it's going to be, oh, my God. Just think if Bush would have done that. Nixon tried it. But IRS said no. Obama tried it. And IRS was probably, more than likely, already on it. The fact that the president has done absolutely nothing, there's Penn, he's got that phone, he could have done something. He could have fired Lois Lerner. He could have fired a lot of people. He also could have fired his attorney general. Could have fired the secretary of state. He could have fired a lot of people, but he didn't. You know what that tells me? That tells me he's complicit. He's okay with it. It's fine. Well, if you have the power to stop something and you don't, okay, you're just as guilty as those that did it. Just like in Benghazi. Look, I'm sorry, but if you allow the enemy to attack or continue their attack and purposely not send any rescue teams, not once but twice, I don't see how that is not. I mean, I can't for the life of me see how that is not treasonous. Americans were dying. These are our brothers, man. They actually died. And if you believe the reports, what happened with the ambassador wasn't a very pretty death. beaten, tortured, evidently raped, who knows? I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but I've read a lot of reports that that was happened. It wasn't a happy death. And this president, Secretary of State, or the old former Secretary of State, they blame it on a video. And they lie right to the parents' faces, right to their face. Eyeball to eyeball. The son is laying in a casket not 20 feet away and lied to them. We're going to get that man that made that video. We're going to prosecute him. Why was she not prosecuted? Why has the president not been prosecuted? Where was the president when all this was going on? Does anybody know? I don't know. We haven't heard. It's the most transparent administration in American political history, but nobody knows any goddamn thing about him. They refuse to say about anything. So if somebody's refusing to talk about something, obviously they are guilty. And if they're not, well, then prove it. Show me. Anyway, let's get back to Miss Engelbrecht. So this is the last cut on her, and then we'll get into Connolly. All right, go ahead, go.
This government attacked me because of my political beliefs, but I refuse to be cast as a victim. Not to the IRS. Not to the FBI, not to OSHA, not to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or to any other government agency. I am not a victim, because a victim has no options. I do have options, and I intend to use them to the fullest extent of my capabilities. As an American citizen, I am part of a country that still believes in freedom of speech, and so I will continue to speak out. Here in Congress and all across this country, I will continue to press in every legal way possible, as I did by filing suit against the Internal Revenue Service. No American citizen should be willing to accept a government that uses its power against its own people.
Exactly. I think we already played that one, but it doesn't really matter. We've heard enough. We know what happened. And now, let's get into this Mr. Connolly here. This Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia. Virginia, listen to me. Okay, you screwed up the last time by voting for this other jackwagon that you put into the governorship. That Terry McAuliffe, who is a weasel, by the way. This guy's a snake. This guy is a snake oil salesman. Just look at him. I was in the car business, believe me. He's got that used car salesman look. He's a sleazebag. You don't trust him. You don't get too close to him. You don't shake his hands. He touches you, he's going to steal something from you. But now this Jerry Connolly, who obviously wasn't paying attention, either that or this is just deliberate to, he's trying to use this while they're doing their job. Well, that wasn't the point. She wasn't arguing that. So go ahead. Go ahead and play this card. You listen to it. Go ahead.
Nor I were there and proceeded to interview employees. And I would very much welcome everything that OSHA
but my question,
gave to us be included
Engelbert,
because the
was,
cover letter of OSHA clearly states
Ms.
that
Engelbert,
they found nothing. No, sir, let me please answer
No, ma'am,
question.
I am going to control this questioning, and I'm asking you a simple question. You're going to have a press conference later. You can speak to your heart's content there. I only have 5 minutes.
Smartass.
Were these or were these not, in your view, a serious matter? I thought your testimony said they were not serious.
In my opinion, and in the cover letter stated opinion of OSHA, they were not serious.
This guy just, and now he starts complaining about this. Oh, you complained about this. You complained about this. He's browbeating this woman on an issue on something that she did not say. She should have said, what the hell are you talking about? I never said that. But this is how these people are. Listen to them. Anytime you have a conversation or an argument with these people, this is what they're about. They're never about the issue. The issue was she never once had anybody come to her business, no government agency. The goddamn ATF, the FBI, Representative Elijah Cummings, and the IRS several times. Why do you have to audit these people several times? Why do you have to have the FBI come to your door several times? Why do you need the ATF to come to your door several times? Why do you need to be harassed by the government? You don't. And that's exactly what this government is doing. And you have Jerry Connolly, who obviously, for whatever reason, is trying to discredit this woman. He still hasn't seen the light. This is real. This IRS scandal, this is a real scandal. And there's not a smidgen of corruption, really. All right, let's go with the second cut. Go ahead and go.
Because in the past 3 years, after 20 years of being, nearly 20 years of being in business, and no agency coming to visit with us, the succession of agencies that have now come to us for all manner of things begs the question, the statistical probabilities of what happened to me happening without political motivation is staggering.
Well, I would just note for the record, Ms. Engelbrecht and Mr. Ciccolo, because we're so concerned about the law here and making sure there are no violations of the law, are you aware of the fact that it's actually illegal for the Department of Labor's OSHA to give advance notice when it does inspections? That's actually a matter of law.
She never said anything about that.
I was not aware of that, but I'm not contending that they should have given us notice. I'm only observing.
But you complained about it. You complained that you didn't get advance notice, and you just said you were concerned that neither your husband, I understand the concern, but you understand that they can't check in advance to see will you be there.
Nor did we try
about.
to do anything to discourage that process, even though we weren't on premise.
And I absolutely take that at face value. But it's a huge leap then, given that, to conclude that someone's out to get you, Ms. Engelbrecht. That there's any political motivation whatsoever with OSHA following its standard operating procedure.
That's not what she was talking about. Pay attention to the goddamn conversation. Jesus Christ, this is why you can never have a conversation with these people. They just don't listen. They're not concerned, and they deliberately don't listen. They're not concerned with the facts and the issues. They're only concerned with what's on top and how to just win the goddamn argument, getting with Common Core, teaching their kids how to argue. Forget about the facts. Just win the argument. Well, there's no argument here, Mr. Connolly. Maybe if you were paying attention. And finally, the chairman stands up, and these two have a goddamn little pissing contest. So I think this is this cut. And if it's not, well, we're out of cut, so we don't have it. So let's try this one here, see what the hell this one is. I think it's kind of long, but anyway, go ahead and go with this last
procedures.
One.
But, Mr. Connolly, you're aware that the information from the IRS is there with the raiders. I'm sorry.
Mr. Ciccolo,
gentlemen's time has expired.
Thank you.
Ms. Engelbrecht. In the first 20 years of business, did OSHA ever visit your place of business?
No, sir.
Never once?
No, sir.
After you filed the application, OSHA visited then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in the first 20 years of business, did the ATF ever come to your business?
No, sir.
Okay. And they came a couple times once you filed your application?
Yes, sir.
Right. And in your first 20 years of business, did the IRS ever audit you?
No, sir.
But once you filed your application, does he audit you?
Many times.
Okay. And in your first 20 years of business, did the FBI ever visit you?
No, sir.
But once you filed your application, did they visit you?
6 times.
But Mr. Connolly wants us all to believe that's a coincidence. I would recognize the...
Go ahead.
I was just pointing out that in 20 years of business... OSHA never came to Ms. Engelbrecht's place of business. Yes, I was. And in 20 years of business, OSHA never visited. FBI never visited.
Spoken my name,
IRS
Mr.
Never
Chairman.
Audited. Okay, well, you can respond. Even
Thank
though I
you.
Gave you plenty of extra time, I'll give you some more.
Thank
you. Got the gentleman's recognized for a minute.
So where is the proof, though, other than your connecting dots that may or may not be connected, that OSHA was politically motivated?
I didn't say proof. I'm just saying...
No,
I want us all to believe it's a coincidence.
Well, And you want us all to believe that by innuendo, there must be something.
15 times in a two-year time frame, four different federal agencies visit this lady's place of business, audit her personal and business records. And you expect us to believe that's just...
I don't expect you to believe. I don't expect you. I don't expect you to believe anything. You can believe whatever you choose.
Well, you can believe. You can believe it's all a coincidence. I refuse to do.
No, I didn't say that either. I believe in fact-based, empirical oversight.
Shut up.
And innuendo and drawing conclusions and paranoia do not substitute for fact-based. Empirical oversight,
here,
Mr. Chairman.
Well, here are the facts.
And McCarthyism...
She filed an application for C-4 status and subsequently was visited by OSHA, FBI, ATF, and was audited by the IRS.
Mr. Chairman, that happened. Mr. Chairman?
I would just say, Mr. Chairman, you should be on the panel given your views.
McCarthyism? I mean, what the hell? I mean, do you listen to these people? Now, how do you get away with that? Why would you even say that? That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but there's no excuse for that. There's no reason to argue when you don't have an argument. Just because you're the president of the United States is in the same party as you, it does not mean that you have to defend what certain government agencies have done wrong. You got proof. Then bring it out, but you don't. There's more proof that what they did was corrupt than there is that it wasn't. Matter of fact, I haven't heard or seen any proof other than some bogus report written by the very people who were involved committing the crimes themselves. That I really can't consider a legitimate report. Unbelievable. All right. Let's get in here today. Let's open up my treasure chest, see if we can plunder any booty. Oh, my God. Right here on the frickin' top. Talk about, again, government overtake, government reach. I mean, this lady here had the goddamn ATF. I wonder why the EPA wasn't there. Oh, they were probably too busy up in Chicken, Alaska, swooping in out of the trees with full body armor, machine guns, sidearms, probably tasers and pepper spray, big nightsticks just to test the water. So they were too busy. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have been there knocking on her door. Why do you need the FBI and the ATF? And then to use the IRS on people? No, no, there's nothing to see here. We didn't use the IRS on our political foes, really. Interesting. CNN cancels its Spanish language news division. Not even the friggin' illegal aliens want to watch CNN anymore. Unbelievable. Boehner says no immigration deal until Obama enforces laws. Well, see, you know, Boehner, this is what drives me nuts. I mean, you come out and you say the right things. Hell no, we won't, miss. You shake your finger. And you go from deep dark brown to deep dark red. And then when it comes time where you actually have to, you know, stand up and do the actual fight, well, that's when you, well, just fall over and surrender. So, yeah, you're talking a big game now. Well, you talked a big game when the government was shut down. What did we get from that? Well, we got another multi-billion dollar goddamn pork sandwich. That's what we got. Paid for by the United States taxpayer. So instead, when it's all said and done, they spent billions more shutting down the government than they did if they'd have just kept it open. And guess who paid for it? That's right. You. How's that feel? Pretty good? Mm-hmm. Feel nice. Feel good. Yeah. You love having your wallet raped, don't you? Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. It's good for the soul. It's good for everybody. Maybe we might try to get into the Belarusian connection. I'm not a real, expert on this. But there's enough here to, well, get you at least a little curious. But we'll see if Boehner has enough hair on his little schmeckle to stand up and actually fight the fight. Or, you know, maybe Harry Reid or McConnell will talk to him. And somebody's going to get a pork sandwich somewhere down the line, and they'll just come up with the, you know, a plan, and everybody's going to be citizens. And then it's going to be a mess. You think Obamacare's a mess now? Well, all these people need health insurance. So what are we going to do with them? What if they don't have jobs? Then what? TSA officer at Bush International Airport. Arrested, accused of making terrorist threat. I think we talked about that yesterday. We tried to, but I never got to it. Even though I can't talk, I still can't shut up. I have no voice. Maybe that's why I have no voice. Anyway, Biden claims that there's no obvious reason he shouldn't run for president in 2016. Really, Mr. Biden? I can think of a few. One, you're an idiot. That's all we need. We don't have to go past that. I don't care how nice of a guy you are. Politically, you're a moron. Go home. Where are you from? Delaware, I think? Wherever you are. Retire. You're 70. 71, whatever. Let's see what his quote is. This is in quotation, so this is exactly what he really said. There may be reasons I don't run, but there's no obvious reason for me why I think I should not run. You're a fool. Why would he make another run? Nobody voted for him in all the other times that he tried running for president. And after being vice president of this administration, which not exactly something you want to have on your resume. I think she's going to just swoop in now. Well, this Benghazi thing is not going to go away. Not only that, the people really don't want her. They don't like her. They don't trust her. That's why even Obama didn't trust her. That's why his Secretary of State, if you notice, Obama had all these envoys doing her bidding. She's incompetent. I'm sorry, but she is. She's a big mouth. That's all she is. She can run her fat yap and throw a goddamn fit, a little tizzy fit like a child. She can be a bitch, okay, so what? Easiest thing in the world a human being can do is be a bitch. Man, woman, child, or beast. That's not big and tough. It's just being a bitch. You throw a fit? That's not big and tough. That's throwing a fit. Not only that, the woman's incompetent. She's had one task in politics. And it failed and failed so miserably, even her own party shot it down. And that was health care, and it wasn't too far different from what this is right now. Now you understand why everybody shot it down in the 90s? There's a reason for it. It doesn't work, can't work, never will work. This is America. We do things differently here, and it's okay to be different. We're Americans. We have the right to be different. All right, let's see if we can get in here now. Take another shot of grog. I hope I get my voice back soon because it's driving me nuts. But the U.S. Postal Service announces a giant ammo purchase. And why would the post office need a giant ammo purchase? To shoot all the dogs? You know, because they're all attacking them? I don't know. Maybe you got to deliver the mail up in Chicken, Alaska to these, you know, gold miners up there in Chicken, Alaska. Population what, 20? Post office need giant ammo purchases. Well, let's find out. The U.S. Postal Service is currently seeking companies that can provide assorted small arms ammunition in the near future, meaning right away. What are they afraid of? People attacking the mailmen? Now, the mailmen, every government agency needs to be carrying a gun, except for the citizens. That's what this is telling me. That's where it's coming. That's where it's coming to. How is it not? How do you not see that? The EPA, do they really need guns and body armor? They need tactical commando squadrons? Are you freaking kidding me? The goddamn EPA? No. EPA, you make recommendations. You don't make arrests. Okay? That's what you do. You get a test tube and a clipboard. You don't get a gun. You don't make arrests. You don't make policy. You make recommendations, and that's it. On January 31, the United States Postal Service Supplies and Services Purchasing Office posted a notice on the Federal Business Opportunities website asking contractors to register with the USPS as potential ammunition suppliers for a variety of cartridges. The United States Postal Service intends to solicit proposals from assorted small arms ammunition. The post office published the notice just 2 days after Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, announced his proposal to remove a federal gun ban that prevents lawful concealed carry holders from carrying handguns inside post offices across the country. Ironically, the Postal Service isn't the first non-law enforcement agency seeking firearms and ammunition. Yes, we know. Well, with carrying firearms in the post office, I mean, I know why they wigged out, but it's not going to stop somebody from walking in with a gun and just start shooting. That's what I don't understand. What is that ban going to do? Look, if somebody's going to shoot up the place, they're just going to walk in and start shooting. They're not going to walk in and see a sign that says, oh, no guns allowed. Oh, shoot. Now I got to go home. Now what? Now what do I do? This is horrible. I can't bring a gun in here? Well, maybe I'll try 7-Eleven. I mean, do you people not freaking think? Do you not understand that your laws are only designed to get the people riled up, the stupid people, not the smart people, but the stupid people get riled up and think that you're working for them and they vote for you. You're not working for anybody. The law is meaningless. You're an idiot. Oh, you can't bring a gun in here. Okay, that's going to stop somebody from bringing a gun in and start shooting the place. Really? You can walk into any place. There's no guns allowed in the school, but that doesn't stop people from walking into schools and start shooting people. I mean, if you're going to pass a law, at least think about the law. What does it mean? What does it do? Is it only going to help you get reelected, or is it going to help the American people? Give me a law that helps the American people, and we'll talk. But if not, you really got nothing to say to me. Since 2001, the United States Department of Education has been building a massive arsenal. The Department of Education. Through purchases orchestrated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, that same organization that had to visit Mrs. Engelbrecht, had to visit her business. Yeah, it was important. The Education Department has spent over $80,000 so far on Glock pistols and over $17,000 on Remington shotguns. Well, why haven't they been putting them? I mean, you've had them for what, 12 years now? 13 years? 12 years, whatever. Maybe you could have had them in schools. Stop people from shooting people? I don't know. But what are you doing with them? What are they doing with all these weapons? Why do they have them? Why does the Education Department need all these weapons? I don't know. Back in July, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, also purchased 72,000 rounds of 40 caliber Smith & Wesson, following a 2012 purchase for 46,000 rounds of 40 caliber Smith & Wesson jacketed hollow point. Those is business weapons. Those are business bullets is what those are. Jacketed hollow point, man. That goes in and spreads, and that does damage. It'll kill you. NOAA spokesperson, or pukes person is what I call them. The NOAA pukes person, Scott Smullen, probably an idiot, responded to concerns over the Weather Service purchase by stating that it was meant for the NOAA Fisheries Office of Law Enforcement for its biannual target qualifications and training. Yeah. I'm believing that. That seems excessive considering that JHP ammunition, whatever the hell that is typically several times more expensive than practice rounds, which can usually be found in, jacketed hollow point ammunition. All right, now I see what the hell they're doing. I'm still sick. Get off me already. I'm lucky I'm even doing this now. So I make a mistake every now and then. Anyway, let's start over. This seems excessive considering that jacketed hollow point ammunition is typically several times more expensive than practice rounds, which can usually be found in equivalent power loadings and thus offer similar recoil characteristics as duty rounds. Well, they're not looking for training. They're looking for killing. Who? I don't know. But it just seems to me that this government is bulking up for something big. Maybe they know something. Maybe they know something that we don't, or maybe they're just going to take over. Or maybe they have it in case they, you know, somebody does want to take over, that they're ready. Maybe that's in that Saul Alinsky handbook, too. I don't know. But the point is, we don't need every government agency carrying a badge and a gun, nightsticks and tasers, handcuffs. We don't need that. That's not the purpose of government. We got law enforcement and that's it. Law enforcement, the FBI, CIA. FBI is federal. CIA is, you know, worldwide spy, whatever. Then you got your local law enforcement. Got your Border Patrol. We should have a much more militarized TSA. I'm sorry, but I go in there, and there's a lot of TSA agents that don't seem to me that they really shouldn't be a TSA agent. I don't see any discipline in that agency. I'm sorry. I just don't. There's probably some that are, but there's not enough of it. Not enough of them to go around. And that's the organization itself. That's management. It's not run properly. I mean, when you're patting down babies and old women, you don't need to be patting down anybody unless you have goddamn probable cause, period. I don't care if you're getting on a plane or not. That is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, and I don't give a damn what anybody says. You want to go through your stupid little naked trometer? Okay, fine, whatever. I understand you can't have weapons and this kind of stuff and bombs. But you don't need to be touching, you don't need to be patting down anybody unless you have probable cause. You do not touch anybody unless you have probable cause. Period. Conversation just ended. Including mass purchases by the Department of Homeland Security, of which this is... look, Department of Homeland Security, that should be the FBI, crossed with the Border Patrol. That's our Homeland Security, our military. We don't need another goddamn agency. I know why Bush did it. I mean, I like George W., but he had a little bit of, you know, big government in him. I think that's the establishment republicanism that we desperately need to get out of our society. The Mr. Kings, the McConnells, the McCains. And now McCain, he's touting, you know, acting all big and tough now. And it's like, you know, shut up. He picks the wrong fights to fight. And then when he fights, he just, whatever. I mean, I like McCain. Don't get me wrong. I do. I like him. But his time is done. We don't need those kind of people in our Congress anymore. We need fighters, man. Yeah, he did fight. He fought for his life for a number of years in a concentration camp. Prison camp. A torture camp. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about right now what's happening in this country. A government takeover. And now they got the Postal Service. They've got all these agencies. We need to have all these agencies with all these guns and all these weapons and all these arresting authorities. That's too big. That's too much. I'm sorry. Don't give me this. It's necessary for security. That's a big fat lie. And we're tired of hearing it. We're Americans. We don't give up our rights, our liberties, our freedoms for any terrorist. Period. We stand up to terrorism. We don't change our way of life for anybody. Terrorism or not. Domestic or foreign. We don't change our way of life for anybody. Don't give me this nonsense in the name of goddamn security. I'm tired of hearing that. Including mass purchases by the Department of Homeland Security, non-military federal agencies combined have purchased an estimated amount of over 2 billion rounds of ammunition in the past 2 years. Additionally, the United States Army bought almost 600,000 Soviet AK-47 magazines last fall. I didn't think we used the AK-47s, especially not the United States Army. Enough to hold nearly 18 million rounds of 7.62 millimeter full metal jacket, which is not standard issue for either the U.S. military or even NATO. It's a 7.62 by 39 millimeter ammo. I want to be specific. It would take a Lockheed Martin C-5 Galaxy, one of the largest cargo aircraft in the world, two trips to haul that many magazines. A month prior to the Army purchased nearly 3 million rounds of the 7.62 by 3.9 millimeter ammo, a huge amount, but still only one-sixth of what the magazines purchased can hold in total. The feds have also spent millions on riot control measures in addition to the ammo accusations. God damn it. Reed. I'm sick. I got an excuse. Yeah, but what the hell is your excuse all the other times you screw up? Well, God only knows. Earlier this month, Homeland Security spent over $58 million on hiring security details for just two Social Security offices in Maryland. $1 million on hiring security details for just two Social Security offices in Maryland. You want to know where the corruption is? Follow the money. Why was that money going to these two Social Security offices in Maryland? If you're a reporter out there, this is a big, juicy story right here, man. Go out and get it. I wish I had the contacts to find out. I should try to find out. Why would Homeland Security spend $58 million on just two Social Security offices? Huh. $58 million this month, January, in 1 month. $58 million in 1 month for two Social Security offices. Department of Homeland Security also spent $80 million on armed guards to protect government buildings in New York and sought even more guards for federal facilities in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Well, see, Maryland is close to Washington, D.C. Fairly close. Wisconsin and Minnesota, God only knows what they got going on up there. Why are we spending this much money? Why does the American people not know what they're spending this money on? Do you trust this government just to have an open checkbook? Just with his pen, just sign away? Now look, $58 million and $80 million compared to roughly almost close to $18 trillion. Well, that's nothing. But these little things add up to big things really quick. Millions, it doesn't take long for millions to turn into billions. And if it's allowed to fester, billions very quickly turn into trillions. And look what this administration has spent. Already he spent over $7 trillion in 4 years, 5 years. $7 trillion in 5 years. That's in debt. That's way above what we already, well, were allowed, that had enough to pay what we had to pay. He says he's got the lowest deficits. I don't know where the hell he's getting that at. The numbers just don't add up, but just go ahead and tell tell the truth that you want the truth to be, and the media will be on your side. They'll believe it, and they'll argue, and you'll get politicians like Mr. Connolly. He'll browbeat the witnesses, try to discredit the witness. What they have done to the IRS, I mean, okay, nobody was shot, nobody was killed. But when your First Amendment is completely destroyed, I'm sorry, but the government can't get away with that. And if you are on the side where it doesn't bother you, you don't care, and you think it's good that these Tea Party organizations were targeted in this way, well, you need to keep in the forefront of your mind. People can do that to you, too. They don't care. They don't care that you're a Democrat. You say the wrong thing to the wrong person, they'll come knocking on your door. They don't care. And now what that creates is now next time you get a Republican in office, now they're going to be using against everybody. And then they're going to get blamed for, well, you did this. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. Oh, my God, use the IRS. Well, yeah, but Obama did. No, that was never proven. Look, this isn't an Obama thing. This is a government thing. We need to understand this. This is not just a Barack Obama administration thing, even though this administration has, there's a lot to talk about, but this is a government thing too. Government has allowed for presidents, for administrations, to behave in the manner that this administration is behaving. He's exploiting those privileges. He's abusing those privileges. And he's getting all of the agencies to back him up. The ATF, the FBI, the IRS, the EPA, NOAA, the Post Office, Homeland Security. I mean, if you cannot see that this government is far-reaching its constitutional boundaries, then you cannot be in the conversation. Do not try to argue that. You're embarrassing yourself. What you need to do is to not speak and just listen. Pay attention to you. Be aware of your goddamn surroundings. Jesus, God. While the government gears up for civil unrest and stockpiles ammunition without limit, private gun owners, on the other hand, are finding ammunition shelves empty at gun stores across America, including shortages of once common cartridges, such as the .22 long rifle, which is what I use. I got a .22. It's a nice little gun. It's a classic gun. Brother got it to me for a long time ago. I got a shotgun, but I don't have it with me here. I got it at home in Washington. And I got my father's old deer gun, 300 Savage. It needs some work. It doesn't fire. It doesn't work. But I like that .22 long rifle. It's a good gun. It's pretty accurate. It's quiet. Doesn't kick. I mean, it shoots. Can't really hunt with it, but, you know, small game stuff, you can, you know, aim correctly. Unless you hit a deer right between the eyes, you know, it's not a, most states you can't hunt with a .22. I don't think any state you can. But it's a nice gun. I like it. Since the publication of this article, the United States Postal Service has amended its pre-solicitation, claiming that the ammunition is a standard purchase for the postal police. Oh, standard purchase it is. Oh. This does not explain, however, why the postal police was not listed in the original notice if this is standard, because it's not. The government wants every government agency to carry guns, except for the citizens. Look, they banned guns. You get rid of the Second Amendment, you just lost your freedom. We've already lost. I mean, how many freedoms have we lost? Because just not only government from beginning of time, because there's been a lot, but now how many freedoms have we lost just in this administration alone? I mean, they're countless. Just in the preamble is destroyed. This administration has left nothing, not even the period. There's nothing left of this preamble. It's all wiped away. There's nothing there. Not even a smidgen of the preamble is on this Constitution anymore. It's wiped away. The legislative branch? I'm looking here. I don't see it. Article 1. That's gone. Oh, here's something. No. Guess that's nothing. Yeah, wait a minute. Article 2, that's gone. Article 3? There's no Article 3 either. No Article 4, 5, 6, 7, there's no Bill of Rights. There's nothing here. This Constitution is gone. It's wiped. It's wiped away. It's clean. There's nothing here. There's nothing on this paper. Nothing. And we don't have a problem. We can use these government agencies against any person we want to. Why? Because they vote a different way than we. We've got to eliminate our political foes. We've got to remain in power. For what? So we have the control. So we can live nicely, and the peasants can just get enough to survive. That way we can keep control over them. They start putting money in their pockets, and they start buying cars and trucks and boats and having fun again, well, then we're going to lose them. And we can't have that. We've got to paint them as haters and racists and homophobes. And they want to kill you. They want to eat your children. They want to burn women at the stake. Because, you know, women are all witches. You know. They're all evil. They're evil little creatures, them women. These people are idiots. But go to a tea party. See how many women are there. You're going to see mainly women. And you know what? They don't have a problem with women. They don't have a war with them. Nor do the men have a war with women. I don't understand what that war means. What does that mean? Because you can't get a free abortion. Yeah. We think, this is what we believe. We believe that if you want to get your vagina scraped, have your baby pulled out piece by piece, and for some reason, if it's still alive, have a goddamn pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck, then thrown in a trash can. I mean, if that's what you want, yeah, you're going to have to pay for that out of your own pocket. That's not a war on women. I'd go further, but I don't want to. I might get myself in trouble, but that's all right. We'll save that for another day. As the federal government grows larger and more federal agencies, such as the Department of Education, which needs to have firearms, even though they won't bring them in the schools because they can't bring firearms in the school. But the Department of Education needs firearms. I mean, as a federal government grows, more and more federal agencies such as the Department of Education and NOAA are forming and arming their own law enforcement divisions with hundreds of thousands spent on full-blown arsenals. Even the EPA has its own SWAT teams. They've got a commando squadron. The EPA, which is one of the most dangerous agencies we have, it is now illegal to use a light bulb you must use the mercury-laden baby-killing light bulb. It's supposed to be good for the environment. How mercury poisoning is good for the environment. Well, I guess it'll kill people, especially babies. And you know how the left, they love killing babies. Even the EPA has its own SWAT teams conducting raids on peaceful Americans. Expect to see more large-scale firearm and ammunition purchases by these bureaucracies as they become even more militarized. And we don't have a problem in this country. Really? We've got nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. Really? You know, they say ignorance is bliss. I don't believe it. I believe ignorance is dangerous. Time to stop being ignorant. CNN cancels its Spanish language news division. I guess all the illegal aliens are watching Fox. The Spanish-based news product was launched to great fanfare only about a year ago, with CNN's first client being KBEH-TV in Los Angeles. In December of 2012, Cynthia Hudson Fernandez, see, they gotta have, she's got to have that that hyphenated in there, make her sound more Spanish. General manager of CNN, En Español and Hispanic Strategy for CNN, said network hoped to target bilingual Latinos in the USA by selling eight-hour blocks of Spanish language news programming on local TV stations. Well, this is an alternative to existing networks. We feel that there is a huge opportunity for this type of programming. However, the experiment seems to have failed, despite the growing Spanish-speaking audience in the United States. Well, in a press release, CNN Pukes person Isabel Bucaram, whatever. CNN Latino was a bold effort to continue CNN's commitment to the United States Hispanic marketplace. Well, you know what? We speak English in this country. Not for nothing, I'm sorry, but we're Americans. We move to another country. Well, we got to learn their language. Well, same here. We shouldn't cater to... There's nothing wrong with having languages to speak, you know, but the problem is there's too much. They're putting different languages, people's driver's licenses, in different languages. Now the cop pulls them over, he can't read this. What the hell is this? No, no, no. The official language is English, whether you want to believe it's official or not. Whether it's in some book, whether it's in some goddamn museum somewhere collecting dust. Doesn't matter if it's on paper or not, we speak English. You want to come over here? Come over here. You can speak your other language. My grandparents still speak German. You got one left. You got my grandmother left. Nothing wrong with speaking another language, but this is America. You want to communicate? You want to get along? You're going to have to learn the language. I moved to Mexico. Hey, look, I'm going to have to learn Spanish. Either that or I've got to have a, hire a personal interpreter. And that's ridiculous. Unfortunately, despite the great efforts of many talented people, CNN Latino was not able to fulfill our business expectations, and we are discontinuing the programming this month. Aw, well, that breaks my widow heart. Wait. And speaking of illegal aliens, not everybody that speaks Spanish is an illegal alien, so let's just get that squared away. So in case anybody just set their goddamn selves on fire, relax. Just because you speak Spanish does not mean you're an illegal alien. And nobody said that. Nobody believes that. But if you're a Democrat, oh, those Republicans, that's all they think. That's all they see. They hate. No, we don't. You're an idiot. It's kind of hard to hate an idiot. You feel pity for idiots. You don't hate them. You pity them. Boehner says no immigration deal until Obama enforces laws. You know, I'm not going to take you serious, Boehner, until you actually do what you say. Maybe you can get a few more hearings. I'm sick of hearings, but look, we've got to get the ball rolling here. I mean, what happened with Benghazi? The lies that were told after. First of all, the event itself, what happened? It should have never happened, and it could have been avoided. But the government did it, and then they blame it on a video. Not right there, filing a, you know, but he was on other charges, so that's how they get away with it. Obviously, they paid this judge off and said, okay, we're going to put you in jail for God indefinitely because you violated your parole by using the internet, which is a stupid, you can't use the internet? I mean, what? Where do these people come up with these punishments? You can't use the internet. Somebody can sign on for you. You can use that internet all day long. The hell? Just shut up. It's a stupid thing to say. It's a stupid thing to, you know, hand down as a punishment. Anyway, let's get back into this. Chances for a broad immigration bill to pass this year took a major hit yesterday, when House Speaker John A. Boehner, crybaby extraordinaire, ruled out any action until President Obama proves to Republican satisfaction that he is serious about enforcing the laws and no longer will try to work around Congress. Look, I applaud that, you know, you saying this, Mr. Boehner, but this isn't going to work. Okay, the only thing you're going to be creating here is just another little pissing contest between the Democrats and Republicans. And what are we going to get out of it? And when I say we, I'm talking the American people, the country. Look, we need impeachment hearings. I mean, just the IRS alone, Fast and Furious alone, Benghazi alone, Obamacare alone, stimulus packages alone, just those alone. Pick any one you want to. You've got enough ammunition to actually impeach an entire president and his entire goddamn administration. A stimulus, Obamacare, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. Pick anyone you want. There's enough there to impeach, just on one alone. But when you put them all together, there's no excuse why this lazy Congress, and I do call them lazy. And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of good guys in Congress, and they want to do the right thing. But look, leadership, you know, if they're not moving the ball, there's nothing these youngins can do. And now I know I've seen a thing on there, Trey Gowdy, you know, for Speaker of the House. I'd vote for Trey Gowdy as Speaker over John Boehner. Absolutely. I think it's time, Mr. Boehner, we like you. And we like all you guys. But, except for Mr. King, I don't like Mr. King anymore. I used to, but I don't like him anymore. You're the fraud, Mr. King. And yeah, you are a fraud. You broke my heart. I'm sorry, but you showed me your true colors, and I can't forgive certain things. You're the fraud. We can't afford to have people in our Congress that are not fighting. You see a fight, you got to fight it. Doesn't matter whether you're sick. Doesn't matter whether you're tired. Doesn't matter if you can get there on time. You got to fight the fight, man. You see a fight, you got to fight it. And if you're not going to fight, you need to get the hell out of the war. I'm tired of losing. That's my point. I'm tired of losing. So just a week after Mr. Boehner appeared to jumpstart chances for immigration by releasing House Republican principles for a bill, his comments erased most of that momentum. There's nothing erased. Look, the Republicans, I don't have any faith. Republicans are going to get screwed on this immigration bill. Actually, I shouldn't say Republicans are getting screwed. The American people are going to get screwed on this immigration bill, no matter what it is. I don't have any faith in this Congress. I'm sorry, I don't. You want to prove to me that you can make a good bill? Do it. Prove it. Prove it. I have yet to see one. Give me one. Show me. Oh, but you have to have faith. No, I don't have to have faith. Especially when I have been lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to. Been told one thing and been delivered something completely, entirely different. I mean, it doesn't take too many times and you realize, wait a minute. I don't have any more trust or faith in this government. I don't. Prove it to me that you can do the job and do it. Then you'll get my faith. But if you can't prove it to me, I can't have faith in somebody who continues to fail. All right? I mean, it comes to a point. Okay, fine. You want to put a guy out there, like, say, on a baseball team. You know, you've seen he's got talent. Put him out there his first game. He sucks. Dropping balls, striking out. But you got faith in him. So you keep throwing him out there. But this goes on and on and on and on and on. At some point, you have to realize, hey, we got to send you back down to the minors because you ain't keeping up. We had our faith, but it wasn't working, and now we got to get rid of you. We're tired of losing. And we're the New York Yankees. We don't lose. So we win. New York Yankees being America. America, we win. We have to win. Every country should have that kind of pride of wanting to be number one, wanting to be the best. And that's what I love about the Olympics, which start today. I like seeing the best. I like seeing the best of the best, man. I don't care what country you are. I just like seeing human beings. Yeah, I'm going to be rooting for America. You got to root for your own country. But if your own country isn't in it, you got to go with the best, man. Just go with it. And if your guy's in contention, but it comes in second, well, you know, sometimes you got to tip your hat. But I look forward. I love the Winter Olympics. I love the ski jumps. I love the skiing. I love all that. The toboggan, the bobsled. I love all that. I love that real big ski jump where they, and then, you know, see how high and far they can jump. I love that. Too bad Lindsey Vonn, well, she's, you know, recuperating with Tiger now. She couldn't participate. She got hurt or something, I don't know. But at least she's got a gold. She's got a couple golds. It's too bad, you know, but maybe she can be back, you know, in a couple years. She can be back, but that's all right. It doesn't really matter. We've got other people in there to take her place. And I just wish all the athletes out there and all the countries, you know, good luck. Hopefully nobody gets injured. I know there's a lot of, hey, look, sports are dangerous, especially ski jumping. Agony of defeat. Remember that guy? He was Austrian, I think. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, then that's all right. But anyway, back to this immigration hose American bill that's about to be passed or not passed. Doesn't really matter. Whatever they do, whether they do or don't do, whatever happens, America's still going to get screwed. Listen, there's widespread doubt about whether this administration can be trusted to enforce our laws. And it's going to be difficult to move any immigration legislation until that changes, Mr. Boehner said at his weekly press conference. See, he's out there talking a big game. You know, pounding his chest, acting big and tough, smoking cigarettes, looking cool. Words are meaningless, Mr. Boehner. Actions have value. Words don't have value. They're meaningless. They're worthless. There's nothing. It's air. Sound. What the hell can you do with sound? Actions. That's what we want. Look, I'm sorry, but if you want to talk the talk, that's fine. We like to talk, but we got to see you walk. You know what I mean? I don't have any faith in you, Mr. Boehner. Too many goddamn times I have had faith in you, and you have dropped your drawers and surrendered every single time. So this time I'm going to try to do a little anti-voodoo on you. And I'm going to not have any faith. Well, last time I didn't have any faith in when the government was shut down. I knew they were going to. I knew they just couldn't wait to surrender for that one. That was ridiculous. We had the opportunity, the perfect hand-delivered opportunity on a platinum platter, diamond-studded, gold-trimmed. I mean, it was beautiful. Right there, all they had to do was hold the line. Learn one magic word, no. And that's all they had to do, and they would have had the American people on their side. This notion that the media wanted you to believe that the American people were so upset with the Republicans because the government was shut down was bogus. Nobody gave a damn. That has nothing to do with anything. The only people that were affected, well, were people like couldn't go to their home because it was on some government land, some government parking lot. They tried to close down mountains because Mount Rushmore is government-owned. They blocked, and they knew that they were coming. The men that marched and stormed the beaches of Normandy, they knew were on their way to go see this monument that was built for them. And they did everything they could to block the view. An open-air 24/7 memorial? You don't do that. If the government shut down, the government shut down. You don't. It's an open-air monument. These men, from seeing a monument that was built for them, knowing goddamn full well that they were on their way. It was a special veterans deal. They get on the buses and they take them there. That was pathetic. That was mean. That was just downright disrespectful, hateful, spiteful, and mean. And they talk about the Tea Party being haters? What the hell? Where? Where's the hate? Well, the only hate that I see is coming from the left, not from the right. While they'll block these men who stormed the beaches of Normandy so this son of a bitch can win an election not once but twice, lie to the American people at every single moment he can get, regardless of how many lives are lost. It's never any of their fault. Use all the agencies to attack your political foes. This is the government that you want? This is what we need? This is called freedom? I don't see that being free. I don't know where the freedom is with that, but I don't see it. Our government is just too big. The people on the right, the Tea Party, does not hate government. They want limited government, responsible government. That's all they're asking for. They're not asking for anarchy. What the hell? I mean, see, this is the problem with these people, like that stupid Connolly. All the woman was saying that they came in when they weren't there, wrote up some report. They would have liked to have been there. But they wrote up a report and said there was nothing there. And it had nothing to do with whether they get surprised or not. That had nothing to do. That issue was stupid, Mr. Connolly. You weren't listening to what the woman said. It had absolutely nothing to do. She was not complaining that she wanted, that she was surprised or had a problem with OSHA showing up when they weren't there. She was not asking for a moment's notice. when they were going to show. That's not what she was saying at all. Merely pointing out that she wasn't there to witness their inspection. She would have liked to have been there. That's all that she was saying, Mr. Connolly. But see, liberals don't listen to that, because they're actually listening is what they're doing, listening on what they can use against you in a phony argument, and then blame you for claiming that this IRS scandal is phony. Really? Well, you know what, Mr. Connolly, you might have a few people that believed in what you were saying was genuine, and they liked what you said, and they stand by what you said, and they condone it. But those aren't smart people. Those are lazy-minded people. Those are just partisan hacks, just hanger-oners, little obots, whatever you want to call them. Those are people that are going to hate the right no matter what they do. So anything the left says is the way it is. People say, well, that's the way the Republicans are. Well, no, not really. Not really. There is a certain vein within the Republican Party that wants conservatism, real conservatism, which means just simply responsible government. Take the Constitution out, brush off all the dust, turn to page one, and follow it. From the very top down to the very bottom. That's not asking for too much. That's not radical. We just simply want, that's what we mean by we want to take our country back. We want to take it back to where we had the Constitution and we ran it. The government did not overreach its boundaries of the Constitution, did not violate our every goddamn right that we have in some capacity. This administration has completely annihilated the preamble to the point where there's nothing there. There's nothing left of it. It's been annihilated. It's been exploded. It's been burnt. Even the ashes have been exploded and burnt. There's nothing there, not even air. First Amendment, Second Amendment, and I do believe soon to be Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth, Sixth, the whole smash. If the government feels that they would have much more power over you by getting rid of one of your rights, well, then so be it. They've got a pen and a phone. They can call the ATF and the FBI, the EPA, send their commando tactical SWAT team squadrons out there, shoot you up if they have to, taser you, beat you with the stick, handcuff you, throw you in jail, all because they think you're a terrorist and you don't need a lawyer because you don't have the right for one. You don't need any visitation because, well, you don't have the right for any visitation. You're never going to see a courtroom. You're going to sit in a jail until, well, they decide what to do with you. Either kill you or, well, just let you rot. But imagine that. Because the government thinks, they suspect that you might be a terrorist and they can throw you in jail. No indictment. No due process whatsoever. None. Throw you in jail. They don't have to give, you don't get a lawyer, visitation, you get nothing. They throw you in the can and they keep you there. They can do whatever they want to with you. Imagine that. Imagine a government can do that. You wouldn't think that's America. Well, guess what? Mr. Obama took out his magical little pen and made that so. Bet you didn't know that. Well, that's right, because, you know, well, Brian Williams would never talk about that. Pelly wouldn't. What's that dingbat over there? What the hell's her name? She does that other night. Is she still over there? I don't watch the network nightly news. So I can't watch it. Diane Sawyer, that's it. Hey, God almighty, she is horrible. I'm sorry. She may be a nice woman and all. I don't know. I never met her. She may be a real nice gal, you know, but delivering the news, it's pathetic. It's not good. Anyway, back to this so-called immigration bill. I don't trust any of this. Immigrant right groups were stunned at the reversal and warned of drastic electoral consequences among Hispanic voters if Republicans refuse to act. Well, first of all, you Hispanics have been voting Democrat because they're the ones who brought you over here illegally. Promised you all this and did all this and got you all jacked up. You don't vote Republican. So what the hell are you? Shut up. Hispanics should be voting Republican. Blacks should be voting Republican. But they're not. They're voting for the very people that are keeping them down. And that's the whole trick. That's what they want. They don't want you to get up. You Hispanics and black people, you get up. The Asians, oh, you start getting power. You get power, well, you're not going to be under their control anymore. And they don't like that. They don't want that. They don't want you having a free mind. They'll tell you what to think. They'll tell you how to feel. Which you so-called minorities, which I never use that term. I hate that term. It's stupid. There's no minorities in this country. Minority to what? Well, the white. Why does it have to be that? It's stupid. There are no minorities. We got one group in this country. We're Americans. Stop splitting everybody up. Here, everybody's talking about all this goddamn integration, and all they do is segregate themselves. Well, we got to go into this group. Got a black group, the Hispanic group, and the Asian group, and the this group, the gay group, transcontinental gender groups, all these different freaking groups. Go to hell with your stupid groups. I'm sorry, but you illegal aliens coming over here, and you Hispanics that got over here illegally, and now you're a citizen or whatever. You're being used, okay? I'm giving you the truth. I'm not saying this to humiliate you. I'm not saying this to discredit you in any way. This isn't discriminatory. I'm giving you the goddamn truth, something you've never heard before, obviously. But the Democratic Party is using you for a vote. That's it. You're not a citizen. You're a vote. That's it. As soon as you start to think on your own, as soon as you start to prosper, you get a little money in your pocket. Oh, look at this. Well, we got this government agency over here looking at you. Well, we got to deport you. Don't believe me? Well, try it. See how quickly you're sent back after you've done a considerable amount of time in jail and paid, I don't know how many fines. CNN released a poll Thursday that suggests voters care more about granting citizenship to illegal immigrants than they do about boosting border security. It doesn't surprise me a bit. And, of course, CNN poll. All 1,000 of their voters. Well, I got less than 15 minutes here, so I'm doing pretty good, sicker than 1,000 stupid dogs. God almighty. I hope this weekend I can feel better. This sucks. But the White House remained optimistic. Just shut up. Press Secretary Jay Carney said congressional Republicans, who a few years ago supported mass deportations, now are talking about granting some kind of legal status for illegal immigrants. We've made enormous progress in building that consensus. We continue to see positive progress, and we're going to work with Congress to get this done, said Mr. Carney. Really? When have you ever worked with Congress? The president doesn't need Congress anymore. Maybe you didn't get the memo there, Mr. Carney, but the president has a pen, and he's got a phone. He doesn't need Congress. And maybe if you took a look at your Constitution, you would notice that the three branches of government have been wiped completely out. Excuse me there, folks. I had to shut the microphone off. Being sick, you kind of have all kinds of things that make weird noises, coughing and sneezing. God almighty. But we're not doing too bad. We got about 10 minutes left. We'll be all right. I'll make it. I made it this far, goddammit. I can make it another 10 minutes. All right. Mr. Boehner's new stance is more in line with many of his fellow House Republicans who have questioned why party leaders are pushing for action on immigration when voters generally rank it low on their list of priorities. Republicans also argue that no matter what security measures they pass, Mr. Obama can't be trusted to follow through on them. Well, he can. It just all depends on if it's, you know, beneficial to him. Not whether it's beneficial to the country. But if it's beneficial to him and his party, if they can get reelected, no, sure, they won't do this. But if it's, you know, it's going to hurt the party, hurt the president, well. I got a pen. I'll just, you know, just take the law and just rewrite it. We don't need no stinking Congress. They bristled at Mr. Obama's promise in his State of the Union address to circumvent Congress and take executive action when he feels lawmakers aren't bending to his will on issues such as climate change and the minimum wage. Well, I seen a study. The minimum wage is like people that are actually making minimum wage. That number is staggeringly low. This is just another way to demonize the right. They come up with something of raising the minimum wage and get people all moist and gooey over it. Well, that's true. People say, oh, yeah, minimum wage. Yeah. Look, you want to make more money, you got to get a better job. You shouldn't have, I mean, cooking French fries. I mean, you shouldn't be making a banker's salary. I mean, I'm just saying. Adding to their concerns was a reinterpretation of refugee and asylum law by the State and Homeland Security departments. The law bars approval of applicants who give material support to someone tied to terrorism. Yeah. How about the material support that you allowed to give to those people who, well, attacked us in Benghazi? How about the material support you gave the Mexican drug cartels to gun down Brian Terry? How about that? The administration said that excludes some important cases and that will... God, I can't read this. This isn't even making... The administration said that excludes some important cases and that it will apply the law only when the material support goes beyond limited interactions with terrorists. Okay, I finally got it out. Coming down to the wire here. I'm going to make it. We might even be able to get into this Belarusian connection. I doubt it. All right, here we go. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Virginia Republican, said the move was changing our immigration laws and creating a loophole that makes it easier for enemies to enter the country. Yes, we definitely, before we do anything, any kind of immigration, we've got to have some kind of control over that border. Now, when people say, oh, that border is more secure than it's ever been, really? So when Mexican drug cartels are allowed to smuggle children over, and then the Homeland Security takes those children from their hands and hands deliver them to their illegal alien parents, that's secure. Border Patrol has been ordered not to arrest people crossing the border. That's secure. Really? How do we know that they're all Mexicans coming over here for a better way of life? Huh? How do we know? How do we know they're not, you know, bringing in guns, bringing in kids for prostitution, bringing in drugs, bringing in this? How do we know that they're not actual terrorists coming over here from the Middle East. Dark skin, dark hair, from a distance, they can look Spanish. How do we know who these people are crossing the border? Well, we don't know because the Border Patrol has been sent home. And you call that border secure. Really? What would be insecure? Just curious. Yet again, this administration is abusing the powers granted it by Congress to provide relief in appropriate cases. Republicans said Mr. Obama can prove he is serious about the laws by engaging with Congress to find areas where he can work with the lawmakers, such as job training and research funding. The president's asking us to move one of the biggest bills of his presidency, and yet he's shown very little willingness to work with us on the smallest things, said Mr. Crybaby Boehner. Well, here's my problem. We've heard this song and dance several times before. And we've also seen you, Mr. Boehner, talk big and talk tough. It's only a matter of time before you drop your drawers and surrender once again. So I don't have any real faith in you, Mr. Boehner. You've got to prove it to me now. You show me you mean business by walking the walk. You're talking the talk. That's fine. Talk. Talk away. But now you got to walk the walk. We need to see it now, Mr. Boehner. 4 minutes here. The U.S. intelligence agencies last week urged the Obama administration to check its new health care network for malicious software after learning the developers linked to the Belarus government helped produce the website, raising fresh concerns that the private data posted by millions of Americans will be compromised. It already is. I don't even know why we're even reading this. We already know that this website is so insecure in so many different ways. It's only a matter of time before somebody with a lot of money gets in there and they're going to lose it. Then what? How are you going to sue the government? Just think, if everybody got hacked and got in there, how are you going to sue the government? How are you going to get your money back? You're not. You're going to be screwed. And the government will have let it. So here this government is forcing you to sign on to a website. Not only is it not built, the part that, well, makes sure that the insurance company knows that you're actually insured, so if you go to the hospital, that, you know, you can get, you know, proper treatment, proper insurance, this, that, and everything else, and you don't have to pay for it out of your own pocket, even though you can't afford it, and then the doctor's going to have to get stuck with the bill. The intelligence agencies notified the Department of Health and Human Services, the agency in charge of the healthcare.gov network, about the concerns last week. There's always concerns. There's nothing built. It's not completely built yet. It's insecure. Hackers are just, they're waiting in the wings, man. It's only a matter of time before somebody with a lot of coin gets forced to be put in there. This is what I was trying to get at. I don't understand how this is not criminal when a government forces its people to sign on to an insecure, hacker-ready website. On a website that isn't even complete yet, isn't even built, nobody has real insurance, and the part that is supposed to correct the errors isn't built yet. 2, 3, 4 times as expensive, and if you don't sign on to it, they fine you. That's criminal, when you are forced to sign on to an insecure website with hackers that are just waiting in the wings, ready to take your money. And that's not criminal. Okay. Specifically, officials warned that programmers in Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, were suspected of inserting malicious code that could be used for cyber attacks, according to U.S. officials familiar with the concerns. Oh, I'm sure of it. That didn't surprise me a bit. The software links the millions of Americans who signed up for Obamacare to the federal government and more than 300 medical institutions and health care providers. $677 million in 3 years to get one goddamn website built. And this is what we get. Nobody gets insurance. And those that are in the system, well, they lose all their money because hackers took it all. Yeah, that's progressive. The U.S. Affordable Care Act allows the U.S. Affordable Care Act software was written in part by Belarus, by software developers under state control. And that makes the software a potential target for cyber attacks, of course. Cybersecurity official. Well, I just got the cue. We've only got 60 seconds left. So in any event, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?